Good evening po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Christian Esguera and welcome po sa ating episode ngayong gabi. Today is March 11 dito po sa ating Facts First podcast. Okay, sana nasa mabuting kalagayan po kayo, no? Monday night. Meron po tayong pag-uusapan na napaka-importanting bagay. Alam nyo ba, in case you don't know yet, nagre-reklamo po yung Vice Presidente natin, si Vice President Sara Duterte, dahil meron daw, quote, organized demolition job against her. Dahil nagkaroon daw po ng escalation ng mga personal attacks against her online. Pati raw po yung kaugnay din ito nung nauna ng issue ng confidential funds, no? Yung 125 million in confidential funds na itinransfer mula sa Office of the President papunta sa Office of the Vice President noong 2022. Maraming issues, no, na nakabuntot sa Vice President. And for some reason, ang latest statement niya, aba, meron palang organized demolition job against her. Okay? Silipin niya natin, ano ba yung indicators ng demolition job against a politician? At bakit naman magkakaroon di umano ng isang demolition job against her? So, ang invite natin ngayong gabi, isang demolition man. Hindi, joke lang po yan. Okay? Ang kausap po natin ngayong gabi, isang veteranong campaign or political campaign strategist para mas matuto tayo pagdating po dito sa larangan na ito, no? At kung meron bang basayhan yung sinasabi ng Vice Presidente, o baka naman nagpapalusot lang yan, o worse, nagdadrama, baka naman legit yung mga issues, di ba? Nagpapalusot lang. So I think guess natin, ayan, nilabas na natin. Si Mr. Alan Herman, siya po ang presidente at isa po siyang persuasion specialist ng Agents International. Magandang gabi, sir, and thank you for joining us.
Magandang gabi, Ian, at sa lahat ng ating mga dedicated factsnatics, yung mga informal settler dyan, magtago na kayo dahil nandito na ang Demolition Man. Ika nga ni Ian.
Diba movie yun, Demolition Man? You remember, Demolition Man?
Ano yata ako nun, Tito eh. Tito Ian, ano yata ako nun eh. 6 years old yata ako nun, lumabas yun eh.
Ganun? Si Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes at si Sylvester Stallone and a very young Sandra Bullock.
Ba't kabisado? Si Wesley Snipes ang inaalala ko eh. Ba't ako'y naging tito?
Actually, dapat pala gaday may tang sinasabi ko kay Christian, ano? Dahil alam naman nating mga sumusubaybay at ang mga fans ng Factsnatics fans, di ba? Na kakagaling lang ni Christian sa kanyang very productive trip sa Australia, the land down under. So, gaday, mate.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Doon ko nalaman ang diaper pala ron. Nappies.
Nappies. Tsaka pag kumain ka sa McDonald's, Macas. Let's go to the Macas. Let's have some brekkie.
Ah, ganun pala, no? Tsaka, bye, bae.
Yan. Palagay ko yan ang tawag sa inyo ng mga tao doon. Oh, he's a baby.
Yeah, kasi bumibili ako ng diaper doon eh. Tapos hindi ko maintindihan nung nagbebenta. Sabi, diapers. Inano ko pa, dinemo ko pa. Hindi sa sarili ko. Doon sa anak ko. I don't get it. You mean nappies. Inano ako eh.
Edi nappies. Nagkakaroon din ng konting cultural expansion ang ating makisig na Christian Esguera. Lumalawak ang kanyang kaalaman tungkol sa mga bagay-bagay.
Okay. Oh, maraming salamat sa karanasan na yun, no? Oh, ang dami excited na mapanood ka, Alan. Marami mga nagre-request sa mga guests ka natin. And for the record, first choice po natin si Alan Herman, ha? Alam natin, sensitive yan eh. Ang aga po natin siya in-invite.
Ang aga. Kakain ko lang nung huling kagat ko ng aking masarap na almusal. Nag-message na si Ian. At iniimbitahan tayo para maging guest. Yan ang tama. Yan ang tamang gawain.
Yan ang tamang asal. Correct. hindi yung hapon na makikiusap, boss.
Pero in fairness, yung pakiusap naman, transparency in public service. Merong, boss, wala na akong ibang mahatak na guest, baka pwede ka. At least, di ba? At least. You cannot lie.
Ang gano'n natin si Yamas. Naku, wala na talaga eh. Simut na eh. Scraping the bottom of the barrel, so to speak.
Well, what a golden barrel of wisdom, Sek Llamas is. And good evening, sir. I hope you're watching. I'm sure you are.
Ayan, ang gusto ko rito kay Alan Herman. No? If you want to feel better, you talk to him. Ayan. He always has a few nuggets of wisdom to tell you. Yeah. Anyway, ito mag-usapan natin. No? VP Sara Duterte claims meron daw organized demolition job against her. Ito muna, from my perspective, from the perspective of a campaign strategist na katulad mo, no? Ano ba indicators? Kunwari, in the case of Sara Duterte, valid ba yung concern na yan? O baka naman nagpapalusot lang yan. Ano ba indicators na merong isang demolition job against a public figure?
Okay, again, the question is phrased perfectly, no? As is the hallmark of this show, no? The questions are phrased very, very mindfully. Kasi ang pinag-uusapan ho natin dito ay demolition job. Accountability in your job, whether the accusations are true or not, whether there is transparency or whether these accusations have merit, that's another topic for another day, no? Siguro. But for now, we're talking, is there a demolition job personally? And I think a lot of people in my profession will agree. I would say yes, absolutely. It's definitely the answer is in the affirmative, and it's organized, well-funded even. I would even go as far as saying well-funded. And the indicators are this, no? News is one thing, but when news is amplified considerably, and then there is driven engagement, and then other issues are tacked onto that news at a rapid rate, then that's a sure, almost a sure indication of a organized demolition job. Katulad nung nangyari kay VP Sara, no, nung pumutok itong confidential funds issue. Is it the media's job to report that? Absolutely. Is it the media's job to distill and to look and to really splice up the angles involved in the issue? Absolutely. But it's not media's job anymore na naglabasan yung mga memes, naging shampoo label siya. Suddenly, about 50 Facebook landing pages came up about the confidential lady, tagging her with, you know, just really pages that were not meant to do anything but mock and or amplify the issue and tack it onto VP Sara. Tapos naglabasa na yung mga trolls. Even in ang isa pang sure gauge niyan, pag tinignan mo yung mga reputable news sites, yung mga comment section binobomba ng mga trolls. That's what you call coordinated inauthentic behavior para sa ating mga social media specialists, no? And that was very much, I have to say, no, that was very much present in the case of VP Sara. So is she correct in saying that there's a organized demolition job versus her? I would actually have to say at face value, taken at face value, yes. Okay. I believe so. I believe there is.
Okay. My next question is this. Baka naman she only has herself to blame kasi baka naman valid yung mga issues at nagkaroon ng opening yung mga kalaban niya to hop on the issues.
You know, I will quote a very wise professor. See, I'm always adding to your knowledge base, no? A very wise professor from Stanford University, no? Who, Ira Quimby, who said, if you don't want to be, he was talking about extortion this time, no? If you don't want to be extorted, don't do anything extortionable. That is a very, very valid, that is a very, very valid point in these cases, no? Because as I mentioned at the start of the program, coordinated demolition jobs can only be done as an amplification tool. If there is nothing to amplify, kung talagang walang kakwenta-kwenta yung basehan niyan, if the foundation is tubig, kung tubig ang pundasyon niyan or malabnaw, hindi ka makakagawa ng organized demolition job. There's nothing to build on. So if you say, does she only have herself to blame? Definitely the issues that were raised were valid. Again, as public servants, you have to be able to stand up to scrutiny. But perhaps nakiride na lang yung mga detractors dahil nakakita sila ng perfect opening. So kung ayaw po natin maging biktima ng demolition job, wag po tayo gumawa ng behavior na maaaring ma-build up ng demolition job. If somebody, for example, accused Ian Esguerra of being an armed robber or saying that he's extortionist, that won't fly, diba? It will not gain any traction whatsoever because, again, there's nothing, it cannot stick on him because the facts just don't bear it. There's no thread work to build on, to turn it into a narrative.
So kailangan may congruence between the subject being exploited for a demolition job and making sure that it actually is parang congruent with the person who is the subject of the attack. What I'm saying is, simplihan na lang natin. Parang ganito. Ay,
kung gusto mo banata ng syllabus ko, algebra book ko eh. Ano ba 'yung sinasabi mo diyan, professor?
Sorry. Sabog lang.
Ito lang isang example ng pinag-usapan eh, side angle, side.
Okay, napakasimple na lang. Simplihan natin. Kung ayaw mong sabihan na may body odor ka, o mabantot ka, o may anghit ka, make sure wala kang anghit. Parang ganun.
Siguraduhin mo na maligo ka, malinis ka, maglagay ka ng tawa sa kilikili mo, di ba? Again, it's akin to the people who go outside and, you know, screaming colors, neon shirts, and funny hats, and whatnot, and then wonder why people are looking at them. Well, that's the consequence of behavior, di ba? Behavior has its consequences. Decisions have their consequences. But again, in the case of VP Sara, we're only talking about, at least for this show, the Di Umano'y demolition job against her. Siguro napaka long and winding and more deep yung conversation if you talk about the foundations of the issues being raised against her. But is it being amplified? Absolutely, I believe so.
Pag ganun, how do you counter that, a demolition job? Do you also counter that on the same platforms where they are being spread? Alam mo yung mga tools to counter that?
Okay, actually, yung ginawa ni VP Sara, although, well, as a profession, you know, speaking as a professional, I would say that, you know, her coming out with a statement and saying, I'm a target of a demolition attack, perhaps came a little bit late, but that's the first thing that should be done, acknowledgement. Hindi yan ano eh, hindi yan lumalayo sa crisis communications eh, di ba? You acknowledge that there's a problem, and then you communicate it, and then as much as possible, you air your side, di ba? You air your side and you address the issues one by one, unless talagang peke, nawala talagang katuturan. But if there is something to be defended, then air your side by all means. And then yes, the quick answer to your question is you use the same channels to get your message through. So kung sa SOCMED yan, sa SOCMED ka rin sasagot. Kung media, tinira ka ng isang kolumnista or ng isang news report, magpa-press con ka, sagutin mo.
Okay. Pero hindi ba ano yan? Parang isn't that an easy escape route? Kunwari, napaka-detalyado nung issue sa binabato sa'yo as a matter of accountability. Kunwari, 125 million na confidential funds na ibinigay sa'yo coming from the office of the president. Questionable yung proseso na yon, di ba? Hindi ba napakadali excuse noon? Hindi, demolition job lahat yan. Parang ang dali naman yata tumakas. When in fact, you should be answering that point by point.
I absolutely agree with you. In fact, that's usually the case as unfortunately that is usually the case with our politicians, diba? Ang dinatawag din ng blanket denial. I categorically and strongly deny and condemn
in the strongest terms
these accusations, full stop. But again, it is regret, restitution, responsibility, reform, diba? You have to say, how am I fixing this? Bakit hindi yan totoo? Ito ang ginagawa ko. Again, perhaps a little too nuanced for this particular topic, but I agree. Issues should be addressed. It is legality, legal ba yan? Necessity, is it necessary? Yan, ha? Yung mga estudyante dyan, makinig kayo. Diba? It's legality. Is it allowed under the law? Necessity, kailangan ba talagang gawin yan? Jeopardy, what would happen pag hindi ginawa yan? And then security, how is the public safeguarded against abuse? Yun lang yun. Those are the only points that the politician has to address at all times. If that can be, I don't know, inscribed in the walls of in the hallowed halls of Congress, the Senate, in Malacañang, then wow, Alan Herman would have done something that I would have left his legacy at kung sinunod yan ng ating mga politiko. But yes, that's what transparency boils down to. It's those four points. Established legality, necessity, jeopardy, and security. Yun lang.
Alam niyo, ang inabangan ko po talaga sa mundong ito, yung mailagay sa isang aklat, yung mga sinasabi ng isang Alan Herman. Kasi sayang eh, yung words of
joke
wisdom.
Joke book yun, boss. Gary Leasing yun, Gary Leasing. Para sa mga nakatatanda.
Sino si Gary Leasing? Hindi ko siya kilala yata.
Tito naman, no? You don't remember Gary Leasing, Tito?
Jogra De La Torre, naalala ko.
Ayan, yan si Truman. The best.
Lumalabas yung mga edad, no? Pag doon sa reference. Eto, sige. By the term alone, no? Yung demolition job. Of course, it's negative, no? It's destructive. Yan ang denotative meaning ng ano, ng demolition. Pero denotative. In this case, nagpapa-impress lang tayo. Baka sabihin ng iba, masyado na tayong bobo, eh. Okay. Kumagamit lang tayo. Mapapansin lang. Congruence.
Yeah, you're correct. That is the denotative meaning. You're right.
So mga trolls po, denotative dictionary meaning.
Yeah. Yan lang basically. That is the textbook definition.
Ayan, opo. Sige. So yeah, pero is it necessarily bad kung nagiging bahagi man ito ng demolition job, to use her term? But in fact, pag ina-analyze mo, hindi ba legit naman yung mga binabatong issue sa kanya?
Absolutely. As public servants, you should expect it is part and parcel and entwined in the very nature and DNA of your job to be held to a certain standard, to be scrutinized by the public, and to hold your actions accountable to the people who voted for you. So whether may katotohanan yan or hindi, dapat sagutin mo yan. Pero yung demolition job, pag dinidikita na ng mga kung ano-ano, yun naman yung denotative meaning ng demolition job. Yung dinidikit yung mukha niya sa katawan ni Fiona, yung ginagawa.
May ganun ba?
May ganun, yung label ng shampoo, tapos yung gumagawa na ng mga jokes, tapos sinasplice na yung mga videos niya, ginagawang remix. Doon na pumapasok yung demolition job. So again, just in case our viewers or our trolls will get the wrong impression, just because sinasabi ko po I fully agree that there is an organized demolition job against Vice President Sara Duterte, I am absolutely not saying that she should not be held accountable or answerable to those legitimate issues being brought against her. Huwag na natin isama yung mga kalokohan tungkol dun sa basketball player, tungkol dun sa ano. Yun, obvious ba? Obvious na obvious demolition job yun. For me, even that cache full of guns, speculative, di ba? Ano lang yan? Marites lang yan, toilets lang yan. Kasi nakita ng kapitbahay ng dentista ng kapatid ko na naglo-load sila ng mga barel sa bag. Yan siguro pwede nang hindi pansinin. But the real legitimate issues being brought up against you as a public servant, yes, you must answer. So they're not diametric opposites, Nax. They're not diametric opposites. Yes, there can be a demolition job against you, but at the same time, you still bear the burden, you still have that responsibility to be accountable to the people who voted you in.
Oh, hindi kasi yun ang punto ko rin kanya, ang ganda ng pagkakapaliwanag ni ano, no? Ni Alan Herman, no? Diametrically opposite.
They can coexist.
Okay. Galing ah. Dumudugo na ba ilong ng mga tao diyan? Nung trolls ah.
Wala na akong makita eh. Ayun na pala.
Sir, hindi niyo na po sinabi.
Tama yung si ano, tama yung ito, yung sinabi ni Donski, nabasa ko yung comment ni Donski Graho. Sabi niya hindi porket sinabing demolition job, hindi na totoo yung sinabi. Tama. Whether applied in the case of VP Sara or whether applied in the case of other politicians and or other people being accused, it should not stop there, gaya ng nasabi ni Ian Esguerra kanina, no? Hindi pwedeng I strongly deny categorically deny in the strongest possible terms and condemn this evil, spurious demolition job, well orchestrated machinations against my reputation. Period.
Alam mo, personally pet peeve ko 'yun eh. Pag nababasa ko yung mga ano, statements of condemnation ng kahit sino, pag sinabi we deny or we condemn in the strongest possible terms. For some reason, ang sakit sa tinga nun.
As if there was another way to emphatically, ano, di ba? You always, if it's a denial, it's in absolutely the strongest possible terms. But again, it cannot be a blanket denial. If the issues are legitimate, if there is observable, recorded, bearing into these accusations, then it should be answered. But again, itong demolition job na nakakabit niya, yan, ano na yan, sinakyan na yan ng mga critics or mga people who have intentions to ride on such a phenomenon.
Ang tanong ko naman, okay, tama, ang ganda ng sinabi ni Alan, no? Yung distinction between a legitimate issue of accountability, for instance, as a public official, at saka yung mga dagdag na mga memes na, no? Hindi ko alam yung Fiona, ano ba yun? Hindi ko nagigets. At saka yung sa shampoo, ano yun?
Di ba yung ano, it's something about the complexion, parang they put her in a shampoo bottle, her image in a shampoo bottle. Kumalat yun eh. See, you're just getting me to say it.
Sir,
I call myself the PR guy. Ako daw yung persuasion specialist. You see how Christian did that? He just completely manipulated me into being the one to describe it. My God, this person.
In all honesty, with God as my witness, hindi ko talaga alam sa shampoo.
Do you strongly affirm it in the strongest terms? You affirm that you know nothing.
Yes, my conscience is clear.
Actually, hindi siya shampoo, facial wash, di ba? Parang nilagay siya dun sa facial wash para sa mga makakapal ng mukha, parang ganyan.
Okay. Dahil dun sa ano, sa confidential fund ba yan?
Yes. So these are again below the belt issues that what is supposed to add levity to the yun yung irony sa Pilipinas, di ba? That is the folly of the Filipino people in adding levity to it, kasi that's our instinct eh, di ba? We make fun of a situation, we add levity to it, but in adding levity to a situation, a lot of times it becomes diluted kasi pag naging katawa-tawa na yan, hindi na seryoso yung usapan. So I'm circling back to your earlier point, no, Ian, when you said sometimes, you know, if it's a demolition job, it can actually backfire, 'di ba? Mas naka quote unquote laya pa yung tao dahil naging katawa-tawa na 'yung ano-ano na yung pinatong eh.
Oo, yung parang ano, guluhin mo na lang yung accusation, magdagdag ka ng mga mali, konting tama, konting mali. Parang classic ano yan eh. Ano tawag yan?
I'm happy na tinanong mo. Hindi po kami nag-rehearse bago ng show. Ang tawag dyan, kapatid, ay obfuscation. Yeah.
Obfuscate.
Yes, sir.
Ang bibigat ng mga words natin ngayon. Ha? Parang ano ba yan? Simplihan naman natin, masyadong mabigat yun eh. Masyadong atinian. Hindi po ako atinista. Si Alan po, Arne yan. Okay?
Arne.
Parang ganito ba yan?
Yes.
Yung parang bang wala ka na maisagot sa, kunwari, nasa table kayo, nagiinuman o nagmamadyong, guluhin na yan. Parang ganon.
Guluhin na yan. Or sometimes, hindi yung, in this case, a lot of times in among Filipino politicians, hindi sila yung nagmamadal ng issue. It's the person who doing the demolition or the group that's doing the demolition job. Masyado nag-i-enjoy. So kung ano-ano na yung kinakarga, nawala na yung original thought or original accusations, naging magulo na.
So nakakasama pa pala yun. Kung masyado mong pinagtripan, without you knowing it, you might end up helping the person you're actually targeting at the start.
That's one. And, data will also show, because again, we're in that profession, no? We also do quick read. We also do sentiment scanning on a regular basis. The phenomenon of underdog in the Philippines is still very, very pervasive and powerful in the Philippines. So, pag masyado mo ng ano, Fernando Po Jr. effect na yan. Pag masyado ka ng inaape, pinagkakaisahan, pinagtutulungan, over na, especially in the case of VP Sara, that we're talking about, a lady, she's a female, and in the traditionally macho mama's boy psyche of the Filipino, sometimes it can backfire.
Kahit na siya mismo as a woman, medyo macho yung dating niya. Ganun ba yun?
Well,
nanuntok ng sheriff yan.
Which actually, ironically, again, ironically, the word du jour for tonight, no? Ironically, actually raised her profile among many Filipinos. Mas ano, naging appealing sa kanila yon that she stands up for the downtrodden, na talagang she's willing to walk the talk, ika nga. At kahit manuntok siya ng sheriff para ipaglaban ang mga karapatan ng mga mahihirap, gagawin niya. So, it's a very, very odd carousel of voting choice we have in the Philippines, di ba? Very, very, ano, yung taste level natin kakaiba.
Oo, oh, okay. Saludo ako sa mga butanteng Pilipino. Karamihan sa kanila. Oo. Ito yung tanong ko. Yung mga memes na ganyan, no? Kasi nga, di ba, again, you made the distinction between a legitimate issue and efforts to exploit that legitimate issue, which forms the demolition job. Pero how would you know kung, kunwari, di ba, alam mo na mga Pilipino, napaka-creative, eh, no? Gusto kong pagtripan, gagawa yung isang tao ng meme. Organically, kakalat siya. How do you distinguish between an organic amplification dun sa, ano ba yung term na ginamit mo?
Coordinated, inauthentic coordinated behavior.
Ito yung sa Facebook, di ba? Oo.
Oo. Ang Pilipino, ang normal Pilipino, magla-like, mag-share, magko-comment, yan ang authentic behavior, social media behavior ng Pilipino. Pero you have to go back to the very root of it. Aristotelian, Knox, di ba? Or sorry, Descartesian, Mr. UST, di ba? Si Rene Descartes. You have to go back
yung madiscarding philosopher yan, di ba?
Yes, yes, mismo. Balikan mo, the fact that you said yung mga memes, pag napakarami memes na lumalabas, the typical Filipino will not spend their time going to a photo editing software and making memes. The fact that these memes, 100 new memes are coming out, creative, witty memes are coming out. The typical Pinoy, you know, whether employed, unemployed, or a student, will not actually sit down and, you know, dedicate time and effort to make these memes. So the fact na ang daming bagong memes na lumalabas, yun na yung unang indication. Pangalawa, pages. Kasi typically, you'll share it on your personal page, ikakalat mo sa Viber group mo, ikakalat mo sa Facebook Messenger group mo, ganyan, ihahaha mo or isi-share mo. Pero yung may bagong landing page, di ba? Confidential kuno. Yan. Or, di ba, lalabas yan. Or Sarah with no H, may bagong page. That in itself is already an indication that it is truly well-funded, coordinated, inauthentic behavior. And to VP Sara's point, yeah, it's a demolition job. That's what it is.
Yung ganyan ba? Part na ba yan ng ano? Parang toolkit ng isang politiko? Yung mga binabanggit mo?
Alin?
Is it a campaign necessity? Or let's say you're a candidate or a politician na nakaupo na, kailangan ba yung ganyan talaga? Yung, kunwari, mga meme generators, mga social media team, quote-unquote, to be able to respond to possible demolition jobs. Necessity na ba siya ngayon?
Hindi yan toolkit ng mga politiko. Toolkit namin yan.
Ay, na, okay. Na out ko pa. I was able to smoke him out. Okay.
So, yun. Kailangan. Let's face it, the Philippines is the social media capital of the world. We spend more time looking at our phones than any other thing. We lead the world in time spent online and online behavior and online consumption. So,
but it's a cell phone. We spend the most time in our cell phone.
Absolutely. And again, di ba, sabi nila, ang dyaryo, pag hindi mo binasa, it will be a newspaper. You can leave it behind, a TV, unless it's switched on. Will not function to deliver messages. But one thing we always have in our hands or in our pockets is our phones.
Interesting. Dami natin natutunan kay Mr. Alan Herman. Mabuti, hindi po siya naniningil kasi nagbibigay siya ng mga marami na kakalilis sa'yo.
May isa nag-comment dito na medyo natawa lang ako. Sabi, uy, si Alden Liamas ba yan?
Ganun ba?
Si Alden Llamas daw. Bakit daw hindi si Alden Llamas yung guest?
Mas pogi po yung guest natin ngayon. Ha? Mas pogi po. Oh. Grabe dati. May ano rito, may troll. Guest natin si Secretary Llamas. Grabe. Nagtanggal ng salamin.
Nagtanggal ng salamin. Correct. Ano yan?
Sabi yung pangit daw eh.
mga commenters, another word. Ayan, nakikita ko yung mga words of the evening eh. So another word, that was a seminal moment in Fox First history.
Yeah. Yung nagtanggal ng salamin.
Yung nagtanggal ng salamin si Secretary Llamas. Ano yan? Seminal moment yun.
Nagtampa pa sa akin kasi nagkaroon daw ako ng laughing fit. Hindi naman. Hindi naman hanggang replay. Natatawa pa rin ako.
Natatawa ako ulit. Oh, you're genuine.
I'm used lang, tama 'yan. Ito isa ko pang tanong, ano, Alan, no? Yung how do you know kung nagsasucceed ang isang demolition job diyan sa platform sa binanggit mo?
Okay, number one, if the person again, this is it's so meta, 'di ba? Napaka-meta ng sagot na 'to, but once you get a reaction out of the person you're targeting, you know you're succeeding. Diba? Kasi sa politiko, ang pikon talo. So, pag pinikon mo yan ang pinikon, tapos sumagot na yan, nagalit na, nakapagsalita na ng medyo ill-tempered, nako, that is gold. That is the happiest moment for demolition teams. Diba? Pag tinanong na siya ng isang reporter tungkol sa issue, tapos mainit na yung ulo, that's when you know that your demolition job is succeeding. And of course, apart from the plain vanilla answer is metrics. There are metrics like surveys, ATSP, awareness, trust, satisfaction, performance, iba? Preference rather. So, dyan mong malalaman. So, in VP Sara's case, ang message ko, nako, Diyos ko, ang message ko is, dun sa mga nagde-demolition job sa kanya, tignan ninyo yung track back sa survey. Eh, parang umangat pa eh. So, baka kailangan pag-aralan or i-tweak yung ginagawang demolition job sa kanya.
Ano ba yan? Yung may tinatawag na Teflon effect? Yung kahit anong ibato mo, dumudulas?
Well, that was definitely present in VP Sara's dad, no, si former President Rodrigo Duterte, PRRD, no. Yon talaga, I've never seen in my long career in di pa po ako ganun katanda, but in my long career in political public relations, I've never seen anything, a phenomenon like FPRRD, no, who talagang kahit anong gawin niya, talagang hindi didikit, mas natutuwa pa yung mga tao. So to your point, yeah, I believe VP Sara inherited some of that.
Okay. Minsan, galing talaga ng mga tao, no? Maski babuyin na tayo ng mga politiko natin, ano? Okay pa rin, eh. Yes. Yung parang yung palakpak pang noontime show, yung ganun.
You know, Ian, you know, I wish it was a yes and a clap. But you know, a lot of times, what's really heartbreaking is it's not just yes and clapping, it's yes, thank you. We deserve you. Save us.
Yung pa rin. Patronage kasi yan eh. Oo, patronage. Eh.
Oo. So, it is what it is. Again, para sa mga commenters po, I'm not editorializing it. I'm just stating it the way it is. Do I approve? Do I disapprove? Hindi naman po yun ang pinag-uusapan natin ngayong gabi.
Basahin natin comment from one of a person with impeccable English. With a good command of the English language.
Yes, a Queen's English. Eugene.
Yeah. How much more difficult, comma, if at all, comma, would it be for a persuasion specialist to make the, quote, demolition job actually effective? The angry response might even be endearing to supporters. They are, after all, dumb. Ganda ng
hashtag
English
no holding back, Eugene grabe. Killer one. Once again, your prodigious command of the English language has left both host and guest in awe. Yes. So, Eugene, you know, I don't want to give away too many tricks of the trade, but napakaganda ng tanong mo. Sometimes, we touched on it earlier about obfuscation. Guys like me will actually do that. Sasakyan namin yung demolition job and we amp it up to the ridiculous. I will call to mind a very, well, fairly recent example, which I am not saying I had or I had nothing to do with, neither confirming nor denying. But during the time of VP Lenny, my God, kung ano-ano yung binabato kay VP Lenny. But then when it reached the point na lumabas yung rumor na buntis daw siya, that's when people disengaged. A lot of people, and that was measured, a lot of people said, sobra na, kalokohan na to. Ano ba naman to? Ito na, this is already taking it to, ano na to, kagaguhan na to, pardon the term, no? So, I'm not saying I did or I did not have anything to do with that, but that was a very measurable incident, no? When a lot of people actually started disengaging and getting off the bandwagon of throwing pot shots or taking pot shots at VP Lenny. In fact, some of her detractors defended her na nung umabot na sa ganung point.
Ito, basahin natin yung comment ng isang hindi naman siguro totoong tao ito. No? Malungkot si Christian Esguera, hindi niya nakuha yung gustong sagot kay Sir Alan Herman. Una-una, yung spelling ng Herman, G, hindi H.
At Alan po, single L, single L.
Apo. Tas very organic ang supporter ni VP Sara at mga Duterte. Kaya kahit anong iba to, walang masyadong talab. Number one, pakiayos po muna yung punctuation. Filipino na po yung ginagamit nating language, eh wag na po nating babuyin. Unless you're a bot, no? Yung hindi kataga Vietnam ka or nasa India ka and then nag-comment lang. Oo. Hindi po ganun yung situation. Ang ganda-ganda ng discussion namin. Pero para lang magulo, sinama ko yung comment mo. Teng Patubs. Ayan. Okay.
Si Teng Patubs. Again po, wala po kami, hindi po kami nagko-comment. We're not taking one side or the other on whether or making any commentary whatsoever about the strength and the fierceness of the support behind VP Sara. Hindi po namin napag-usapan yan in any way, shape, or form. And ako po, personally, sigurado ako na napakaraming nagmamahal at sumusuporta kay VP Inday Sara. Pero ang pinag-uusapan po natin...
Kasama na po ako doon. Kasama na po ako.
Demolition job. O yan na. Nililito mo na. Nililito mo na yung algorithm.
Hindi, ito. Sige, ilalabas ko na yung talagang baraha ko. No? Actually, fan po ako ni VP Sara Duterte. Believe na believe po ako sa kanyang pamamahala and I really believe that she's very, very competent to hold the second highest elective position at pati po yung education portfolio. Hindi lang naman po yun yung pinakamalaking bureaucracia sa buong gobyerno, no? May pinakamalaking budget and sana nga hindi siya nag-slide down eh, 'di ba? Dapat siya na yung tumakbo sa pagkapangulo. Eh di hamak na mas matalino naman po siya at mas capable dun sa nanalo. Pero ganun po yung ginawa niya eh.
Yun yung kulot. Yun yung kulot sa dulo. Pucha, akala ko dadating na yung Scooby-Doo gang at tatanggalin na yung maskara ni Ian Esguera eh. Sino ba to? Sino ba tong kausap ko? Akala ko dadating na eh. Problema, biglang kinulot pa sa dulo.
problema sa inyo kasi. Ako na offend ako for my idol. Eh, tanong kayo ng tanong tungkol doon sa 125 million confidential fund. Huwag niya nang tanongin yun. Hindi niya naman po pera yun eh. Pera ng taong bayan yun. Ba't niyo po kinukulit?
Ako, ang tip ko dyan, let's round it out. I-round out po natin ang katanungan. Kasi isa pang bahagi ng demolition job, see, where we're entering into the next phase of our very intelligent discussion. No? Ang isa pa pong phase ng demolition job is to tinatawag nating spotlight, not house lights. Sorry, ang daming mga terms, no? To put the spotlight on the one person or one institution. Ang mga journalist po, na katulad ni Ian Esguera, yung mga magagaling, yung mga may integrity, those who love their work and their vocation, their belief is you switch on the house lights, you don't put on a spotlight. So you should look at it from both ends. Kung may tinanggap ang office of the VP na confidential funds, ay dapat itanong din, sino ba nagbigay? Saan ba nanggaling? Kasi yung nagbigay, inapprove din eh.
Oo, eh, kasalanan ni mahal na Pangulong Bongbong Marcos yan. Ba't yung sinisisi yung idol namin si Sara Duterte? Diba?
Ay, wala akong sinasabi kung sino may sala o walang sala. Ang tinatanong, ang sinasabi ko lang, buksan ang ilaw sa lahat. Diba? Bakit nagkaganyan? Wala naman tatanggap niyan kung walang nagbigay.
Ito, basahin natin tong isa, si Jantec. Eh, kawawa naman, paulit-ulit eh. Pure Dilawan yan, si Christian. Ay, mali. Sorry ka. Kung alam mo lang yung ilan yung mga Dilawan na pinagbabanatan ko nung kino-cover ko si Noy 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 Aquino. Nagalit pa nga sa akin dati yung Pangulo dahil tinanong ko sa isang ambush interview eh. Kasi I had the sense na hindi naman talaga siya against sa pork barrel eh. Eh pero syempre, hindi alam ng mga trolls yun. Wala po kayong memory at hindi pa po sikat yung social media noon. Kaya manatili po kayong tanga. Okay.
hindi po Dilawan si bilang kaibigan. Na kilalang-kilala si Christian Esguerra at ang kanyang political leanings, hindi niyo po talaga masasabing Dilawan ang ating host, no?
Oo, oh, ay, nabali, ganun talaga eh. may isa pa akong tatanong pala. Ito, napakatalino ng tanong na to. Are you ready for this?
I'm getting ready. Okay. May the spirit of Eugene Keeler.
Yes.
Strengthen me and strengthen my resolve.
Okay. Eh bakit naman kasi may demolition job against Vice President Sara Duterte at this time?
Eh naman, babalikan ko ang sinabi mo. Hindi pa lumilipas ang 2 minutes nung sinabi mo na at kung siya ay tumakbo bilang presidente noon at hindi siya nag-slide down, ay tsak, mananalo siya. At tsak, siya ang ating Pangulo. Eh 2024 na po ngayon, sa isang idlip lang, pipikit lang tayo, hihikab lang tayo ng 5 beses, ay 2028 na muli. At tayo ibabalik sa mga polling precinct kung may election man. Tignan na lang natin kung magkakaroon ng election at tayo iboboto muli. And let's face it, the Duterte brand is strong, it is unshaken. Ito na po, ito para sa mga trolls na humirit kanina. I will say it. Categorically say it, the Duterte brand is strong, the Duterte brand is durable, the followers of the Dutertes are passionate, they are evangelists who convert, who make it their mission to convert. So, yan ang sagot sa katanungan ni Ian Esguerra na bakit siya dinedemolish at bakit siya binabato. Dahil napakabunga po ng puno na yan. Talagang babatuhin yan.
Salamat Alan for perfectly describing our brood. Ganun talaga kami.
Your tribe, ganun your tribe.
The tribe. And baka may ma-offend eh. Alam mo naman, woke ano, generation nyo yun eh. Tama ba yung tribe?
You're culturally appropriating the term.
Yes, so ganyan kami eh. Tama yung lahat ng sinabi ni Alan. Ganyan kami mga DDS eh. Ganyan kami talaga.
So abangan mo na abangan na lang po natin yung screenshot na naka-fist bump si Ian Esguerra at yan ang magiging memes. At yan ang gagawin nilang demolition job laban sa Fox First.
Gawin natin dalawa. Ayun oh. Dalawahin pa natin eh, 'di ba?
Si Superman na 'yan, si Superman na 'yan.
Ito pa isang tanong ko, no?
Iba, Ian, you do know that a lot of your listeners are not getting your jokes. You do know this. You are aware of this, aren't you? That not everybody is getting the sarcastic undertones of your pronouncements, kapatid.
Ah, ganun ba? Ah, sarcastic ba yan? Alam niyo po kasi, konting reminder lang, a little note about sarcasm. Sarcasm fails if it needs to be explained.
Indeed.
Kalokohan 'yon. Nawawala 'yung subtlety, no? Yan ang kulang sa kultura natin ngayon eh, no? The art of subtlety, no? Pati sa mga movies nakikita natin 'yan eh. Kaya nga 'di ba, kunwari, nag-away 'yung mga trolls, nagmurahan, wala pong subtlety 'yun eh. Pangit ka naman, ang bawi ng hininga mo eh. 'Di ba?
Correct. That is the lowest form.
Correct. There are 1,001 ways to insult another person.
Yes. Yeah. Intelligence has been chasing them, my friend, but they have run much faster.
Ganun ba? Okay. Parang isang editor I know, no? May isang nangyayari. Sabi niya, he has a running gun battle with the English language.
Ako naman ang frequent term na ginagamit ko. I often joust with humility and I kill it.
Yeah. Humility is always the victim. Ganun ba yun?
Yes. Stab it through the heart. Absolutely.
Okay. Sabi nung troll, sir, hindi ko na po nasusundan yung pinag-uusapan. Sabi nyo, 30 lang po yung hahanapin kong topic eh. Ano may sinasabi ron? Okay. Ito. Hindi ba predictable naman yung mga banat din kay Sara Duterte? Pero again, don't get me wrong sa mga nanonood. Legit po yung mga issues na binabato sa kanya. Pero I agree. Merong demolition job. Pero ang position ko dyan kasi, nagkaroon ng reason eh. Diba? Kaya mas madaling magkaroon ng traction. Ang point ko naman, hindi ba predictable naman to? Kasi VP ka eh. And you have, at least based on the surveys, you have the strongest chance to win the presidency in 2028. So predictable yan, babanatan ka ngayon. Kahit magpakipot ka man, wala kang sabihin na may bala kang tumakbo sa pagkapangulo. Diba? Nangyari yung kay Binay eh. Diba? Early on, during the Aquino administration, I remember, na-interview siya. Nadulas siya. Parang to the effect na para ipokrito naman ako. Hindi po exact words ah. Para ipokrito naman siya kung sasabihin niya hindi niya ginagan yung presidency. At binugbog sarado siya. Di ba? So predictable yan. Tama ba?
In fact, tracking it back to VP Sara, there was that hashtag, Nabinay. Di ba? Nabinay si Sara. Or binibinay si Sara. Because again, the most crystallized example of a demolition job that went very well, that really, really did its job, was against then presidential frontrunner, VP Jejomar Binay. Nung nagkaroon ng Senate inquiry, lumabas yung, again, all valid to Christian's point, and I have to keep on underscoring and underlining this, all valid issues, lumabas yung babuyan niya na yung mga baboy naka-aircon, lumabas yung higanting farm niya with the greatest Senate resource person I've ever seen in my whole life. That guy who supposedly owned that farm. Do you remember that guy? Oh my God, yun, idol
ko. Ito ba yung farm na parang pattern after yung sa London or sa Versailles? Yeah. Yung manicure yun, ha?
He did not crack. That dude did not crack, di ba? May videos nang lumalabas na talagang pagmamayari ni VP Jojo yon, pero talagang he did not crack. So it's expected. In the case of VP Sara, I would say the only thing surprising about it is that it came this early, but you know, you have to seize a bull by the horns. Ika nga, you cannot, ito, Ian, ha? See, I'm pandering to Ian Esguerra. Diba? You cannot punch a gift horse in the mouth. That is the idiomatic expression, di ba? Eh, nandiyan eh. That was, it was a layup. The perfect opportunity arose in Congress about these confidential funds. So, sinakya na.
Eh, ito na isa kong tanong. I don't know whether you can or would like to answer this. Pero, tingnan na natin. Eh, sino ba naman yung magde-demolition job sa kanya? Saan ba namang direction ang gagaling yan?
Well, the only logical way to answer that is who does it benefit to pull down the leading presidential ball than other people aspiring to be president. So, siguro titingnan na lang natin yung listahan ng pangalan kadalasan na lumalabas sa survey na mga presidential balls di umano.
Ganun ba 'yon?
At sino ba may pera? At sino ba may pera?
Baka madulas ako eh.
you might pops the lid on that.
May kilala ako kasi eyeing the presidency, medyo gumagalaw na ngayon eh. Maraming pera. Tsaka yung isang malaking kandidato ngayon na nadidilig natin behind the scenes, eh, nagpe-prepare talaga for 2028.
Correct. Na dating kabaro mo. Ay, kabaro mo pa rin.
Kabaro ko ba? Sino? Iba yata suot nun. Maitim yata yung suot nun. I refuse to be identified in the same field as that person.
A stain! A stain on your hallowed profession.
Oo, stain yun eh. Hulaan nyo na lang po kung sino yung pinag-uusapan namin. Pero nagets ko agad eh. Baka naman galing kay Risa Ontiveros yung demolition job.
Nako, ang 100% sure na masasabi ko, Senator Risa, good evening. 100% sure na masasabi ko is Senator Risa does not have the resources nor the time nor the predilection to engage in demolition jobs.
Totoo, ano, po kayo? Totoo yan. Sa pagkakakilala ko kay Rison Tiberos, kaya binato ko yan eh. That was actually a ridiculous question.
Yes, absolutely. Nako, Senator Risa wishes that she had the resources to engage in such things, but the truth is she truly does not.
Meron din naman syempre dun sa broad opposition na very capable of doing such things, pero hindi yan, wala yan sa kalam ng sikmura ni ano ni Risa Ontiveros.
Agree with you 100%.
So anong gagawin natin dito ngayon? Eh sabi niya may demolition job. Eh, nasaan yung troll kanina? Hindi ko na nahanap.
Nawala na yun.
Nawala na ba? Okay na.
Hindi natin alam.
Hindi ba nagpalit ng pangalan? Okay. Okay. O sige, maraming salamat Alan ha. So marami na naman kami natutunan sa'yo. Pero ito seryoso kong tanong ito. Hindi ko ba talaga nagbabalak maglabas ng isang aklat?
Nux.
Hindi, seryoso yan.
There have been some offers for me to write a regular column, to write a book, a memoir. In fact, a lot of people were saying the Three Herman Boys should write, you know, kasi generational eh. First, it was my dad. Then for a very short time, it was my brother. Then me. Siyempre, ako yung pinakapogi sa tatlo. Joke lang.
Yung pinakamagaling.
Lahat magaling. We follow we're good in our own ways, but of course, the original is always best. Diba? Nothing beats an original. But tignan natin, pag nagka time tayo, iyan, alam mo, very much in demand yung ano ko eh, yung pananayaw at pagkanta ko sa mga Christmas party eh. Kaya ano tayo, smart party.
Ano pala kayo, parang triple G, parang yung boxer na Kazakh, no?
Si Gennady Golovkin.
Mahilig kasi kami sa boxing ni ano eh, ni Alan.
Mahilig. That is my passion.
Understand. Triple G. Okay, sige. Maraming salamat. Abangan namin yung aklat.
Yan. Aklat. Mabuhay kayo. At good evening sa lahat ng Faxnatic. Sana po naging malinaw naman ang ating mensahe ngayong gabi. Again, we're not taking any political sides. We're not being pro or anti any political leaning. Facts first lang po. Yan lang po ang pinag-uusapan natin.
Maraming salamat to the guy who coined the term Faxnatics.
That is I. That is I.
You know.
Salamat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening sa inyo lahat. Salamat po.
Good evening. Okay. Yan po si Alan Herman. Nakapanayan po natin. No? Maraming salamat sa kanyang views. No? Anong tingin nyo? Batiin muna natin si Bernardo Mendiola. Ayan, watching from Commonwealth, Quezon City. Ayan, no? Traffic pa ba? Ayan, batiin natin yung ano. Ayan, binabati rin natin isang masipag na Duterte fanatic na si Alan Huachon. Ayan, nanood ka ba? Mukhang bumalik ka lang, anong tapos na? Ayan, hinahanap ko yung troll kanina, nawala yata. Ano ba nangyari? Ayan, sige. Yun lang po. Maraming salamat sa inyo. And hi nga pala kay Menchi Mizuno at yung mga kaibigan natin dyan sa Tokyo. Ayan. Hi po sa inyo. Maligayang pananood. Mas sa mga kaibigan natin sa Australia. Siyempre, mga kaibigan natin dito sa Pilipinas. Marami yan. Oo, maraming salamat po sa inyo. Yung mga nakakasalubong ko, pagpakalat-kalat ako kung saan-saan. Maraming salamat po sa inyong mga statements of support. Ayan. Abangan nyo pala. Meron po tayong bagong Facts First Convo episode. Kausap po natin ay si veteran journalist Virgil Santos. Pinag-usapan po namin yung topic na talaga bang ano, duwag, mahina, malamya yung mga Filipino journalists, unlike let's say yung mga journalists sa Australia, sa US, sa UK, no? Kasi pinag-usapan namin yung iba't ibang journalistic traditions. Sabakan niyo po, maganda yung discussion na yan. Ayan, para mas makadagdag po sa kaalaman natin kasi yun naman po yung goal natin eh. Dito sa programa na ito. Minsan nag-aasaran, minsan sarcastic or madalas sarcastic. Pero ako personally, I hope you leave this program with additional knowledge. Kumbaga, nakadagdag sa kaalaman at mabuti, no? Ayun. Hindi yung kung ano-anong kalokohan. Okay? Ito, sabi ni Janet. Padero Peter. Ayan. Hi from the UK. Maraming salamat sa iyo. Si Eden Olonan, lagi nanonood dyan. Ayan, si Maris Garcia, maraming salamat sa iyo. Eya Cruz, sabi niya, sana makasalubong kita. Ayan, saan ba tayo pakalat-kalat? Depende yan. Oo. Okay, o, sige, gabi na po. Maraming salamat po. China, wait ka namin sa China. Di mo na tayo pupunta dyan, baka... Ayan, oo. Sige. Although, nakapunta na po tayo sa Beijing and some parts of China. And I liked it there. Maganda po ang China. Ayan. Okay, sige. Maraming salamat po sa inyo lahat. Ako po si Christian Esguera. And kita-kita po tayo bukas dito po sa Fox First. Magandang gabi po.